Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Shilpa Medicare Earnings Conference Call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Siddharth Rangnekar from CDR. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Vivian. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the con call hosted by the management of Shilpa Medicare to discuss the quarterly performance and strategic initiatives underway. The management is being represented by Mr. Om Prakash Enani, Chairman of Shilpa Medicare, Mr. Vishnukant Buthada, Managing Director, and Mr. Alkesh Salar, Chief Financial Officer. Mr. Vishnukant Buthada will lead the discussion with thoughts on the business model and strategy. He will be followed by Mr. Alkesh Dalal, who will elaborate on the financial performance. There will be an opportunity to get your queries addressed at the end of the opening remarks from the management. I would like to share at this point that certain statements made on today's call could be forward-looking in nature, and a detailed disclaimer in this regard has been mentioned in the earnings presentation, which is available on the Stock Exchange website. I would now like to invite Mr. Vishnukant to take the discussion forward. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, sir. And thank you for taking the time and joining us on the call today to discuss the second quarter performance of Shilpa Medicare Limited and strategic development on the business. I will share the updates with you segment by segment, and at the end of the discussion, we'll have the Q&A session. For the ease of the reference, I will follow the same format as the previous call and share the incremental update business segment wise. Shilpa Medicare, as you know, that it is present in a multiple technology, API formulation, ODF, transdermal, and biologics. As usual, I will commence with the API. Within the API, we offer oncology, non-oncology, peptides, polymers, CDMO and intermediates. In this, with the business approach, we have focused initially on a complex oncology products and high-end on the non-oncology offerings. As on 30th September 22, we had about 40 plus onco APIs and 18 plus non-onco APIs in the market, along with the around 219 DMFs filed across the geography. In the US, EU, these are all segments, and the including the ROW markets, we have filed our DMFs, including the Canada, Japan, Russia, Latin, and China. In our oncology business, where we enjoy the leadership positions in number of the products, we work on optimizing our operations by continuously improving our processes and enhancing the batch size of the key molecules to retain the competitive edge. On the non-onco front, we have now commercialized few key molecules which we started working on the last few years. Now we have started the commercialization of the like product like acetylcholine, phenylephrine, UDCA, ursodeoxycholic acid, etc. And we are now taking at least another three products, maybe before December, to see that these are all three products at least we will take the exhibit batches, and which will help us to grow our revenue in non-oncology for the next year. So every year at least 4 to 6 products will be added in the non-oncology segment. Our efforts on the peptide side have started showing the promising results, with our first peptide product having complete plant validation during this quarter. We have five more products in a various stage of the segment in this segment. Peptide being a very niche area and a complex area. Of course, it took little time, but we are happy to say that the technology which we adopt in the peptide, very few companies are adopting this. And our commercial plant is also for making this peptide is ready. From there only we are taking the exhibit batches. On the CDMO side, we work on developing complex processes for MNCs of high repute, and happy to say that we have secured 3 new projects during this quarter. This revalidates Shilpa's capabilities in handling the complex sciences. I wish to reiterate here that we are pursuing initiative to enhance the competitiveness with the API which includes strengthening backward integration into the intermediates, yield improvements in existing API, and build upon the scale of the manufacturing. Moving on to formulation, we produce liquid and lyophilized injectables, sterile dry powder injectables, and oral solid in oncology and adjuvant therapy. In addition, we have developed a portfolio of complex products for the international market. I am happy to share that this quarter, the water, we have launched two new products in the European market. Remotexed RTU injection, which is the first of its kind in the world. No one has the ready-to-use Remotexed injection. One or two people have a ready-to-dilute, but we have RTU injection then. In Europe, we have received the approval already, and we have launched also commercially the last quarter. We now, on the US, we have filed this particular product, and we are hoping to get this the clearance maybe the this quarter or the next quarter. And the prucalopride also we have been launched in the European market. Also, as an update to what I have mentioned in the last call, we have now received CDSCO approval for the tranexamic acid topical homeostatic spray, which is the first of its kind in the world. This tranexamic acid is known for the homeostatic properties, but normally people take orally and in the injection. The first time the development of the homeostatic spray, will pave a way to the including into the army, dental surgeries, injuries, trauma. There are various applications can be used this tranexamic acid spray. And this will give a very good opportunity to launch into the India, ROW, EU and US market. Additionally, we are not received, now we have received the tentative approval for the tenofovir alpha-numeric tablet as a first to file submission of the NC minus one. Of course, the launch date is much later. So, on the regulatory front, our Jatala facility was recently inspected by the Canadian Australian Authority, and the Analytical Services Division at Nacharam, Hyderabad received already the AIR from the USFDA. As far as the import alert at of our Jatala facility is concerned, we are still awaiting the response from the USFDA, and we will update as soon as we hear anything from them. To elaborate more on the USFDA, we have completed our all remediation measures. And as for the procedures and the commitment given to the FDA, we are submitting all our reports, including the third-party reports, to the FDA. Now, we have completed all remediation measures suggested by the third party, including in-house, whatever this is, the findings, whatever we have done. We have submitted to the FDA already. And we are waiting for now there to hear from them on the inspection. I am happy to share that none of the consultants or none of the any auditors or none of the third parties have suggested us to withdraw any ANDA which has been filed recently. After verifying our data, no data integrity, no service, no micrography has been found out by any of the inspectors in our the inspection. The inspection of the Canadian and Australian authority was triggered only on the basis of FDA, and we requested them to come and inspect our facility, which they have came and inspected the facility. None of them has shown any critical observation. Of course, the minor observations are, it can be addressable, and we are soon to submit all the supplies by this month end or next month early. As on 30th September, we have 188 products with the approved status in the selected market. These dossiers what we have filed. To the addition to this, we have 242 products pending approval across various markets in the world. Moving forward, our R&D establishment is continuously working towards the developing of 505B2s and complex generics. As has been trained for us, we look forward to monetize our research efforts through out-licensing these products to the strategic partner. And this has shown that the last two quarters we were able, last quarter, except last quarter, some of the licensing has been made, but the every quarter you are seeing the licensing revenue is coming into play. Some quarters will be more, some quarters will be little lesser. In ODF and the transdermal segment, we have combo line, which is the first of its kind line in the country. We have 22 products in ODF and 6 in the transdermal segment, of which 4 products we are commercializing for the US market in this quarter. This would be an aim at both the India and the global market and represents a healthy but niche opportunity where there is a large untapped need among the patients for such offering. And transdermal patch and the oral dissolving cream has shown a great interest in the value additions of the existing products. And we are continuing, and the recently we have mentioned that our ODF facility has already been inspected by the UK Nature and was approved by them. And the recent we have registered our products, products, nutraceutical products in the US, and this quarter we are launching these products in the US also. Moving along, we are pursuing biologics segments as well, where there is objective to produce the difficult to make the products at our world class facility in Narwa. We have completed phase 3 human clinical trials of the high concentration arena, which is first of its kind in India. We expect to launch in this market in the Q4 post receipt of the request regulatory approval. We are in a biologics, this is a segment which is a long gestation period. Now we have came almost to the end where we got the phase 3 approval of the adalimumab. We are completing the another one or two molecules. Another molecule will go for the phase 3 now in the next quarter. Once we submit to the RCGM, already approved has been received for the application. And we will soon start the phase 3 study in the next quarter, which is also none of the Indian companies has got the approval on the application. Of course, these trials and all will take another 1 year, but I am happy to share such a difficult molecule has been cracked by our R&D division at Biologics. And to continue to look the CDMO segments also at our Dharwad facility, just to monetize the early work. So whatever the other products will take its time to launch into the India as well as the other market. Meanwhile, we are trying to see that the CDMO opportunity, whatever we can get it from these various India as well as from the other customers, we continue to look at the CDMO agreements at our Dharwad facility and seek to grow this business through the strategic tie-up. Shilpa Medical is following a differentiated model within pharmaceuticals. The key competitiveness in the complex products across the value chain in several segments, we have offerings in the final stage of the market introduction and moving towards the superior business mix. The complex business, it takes time, and that complex business, whatever the developments, majority of the developments has been completed or at the phase 1 or at the phase 3 level in the various segments. Soon, these we will be trying to complete. These are all regular updates will be given to the at the respective area. We will soon update that also. With this, I come to the conclusion. Again, before that, I wanted to emphasize on the third party transfer of our products in the oral and injectable for the US market. We are soon, this quarter will be before March 23, almost 6 products will be completed for the transfer. And next year onwards, we will see that even with this FDA, if it is delayed or with any reason, at least we will see that the 6 products will be launched in the next financial year. With this, I came to the conclusion of my opening remarks and would request our CFO, Alpesh, to share the financial perspectives with you. Thanks for you all for joining this call. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. I welcome all of you to our earnings call for the quarter and half year ended September 30th. I'll briefly take you through the financial performance during this period and the review. Now, in quarter 2 of the current year, on a consolidated basis, our revenues were at 267 crores as compared to 297 crores in Q2 of FY22. Right? And our gross margins were at 56% as compared to 66% in Q2 of last year. Now, this lower gross margins are primarily on account of the pricing pressure that we have witnessed in some of our key products in both API as well as formulation segments. Also coupled with some cost increase in certain products, certain major products that we have got, right? So to counter these pressures, the company has taken several cost rationalization initiatives on a proactive basis and reduce the overall volatility in the business that we have. Now, we have also worked towards reducing our overall remedial costs for the debt seller site, right? And that has helped us in reducing the pressure on the margin as well. All these have resulted in the EBITDA for the quarter at about 17 crores on a consolidated basis with a margin of 6%, and PAT for the quarter at minus 19 crores, and, mainly impacted by higher finance costs and depreciation costs. Moving to the half yearly numbers, the revenues were at 537 crores. As compared to 536 crores, so broadly it was a flat, it has been a flat period on a comparative basis, and the gross profit was at 316 crore with a 59% margin. EBITDA was at 8% and 45 crore was the number, and PAT PAT was at minus 16 crores for the first 6 months of this year. Right. From a borrowing perspective, our gross borrowing as on 30th September 2022 was at 802 crores compared to 835 crores at the end of September 21, and the net debt was at 755 crores as compared to 814 crores of at last year. Right. With this brief update on our performance, other numbers are available in our investor presentation. So with this brief update, I would like to open the forum for Q&A.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Participants who wish to ask a question may kindly press star 1 on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, kindly press star 1 to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Niharika from Equitas Investment. Kindly proceed.
Hi. Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Kindly proceed.
Yeah. So regarding this tranexamic acid which you are talking about, so is it like a patented product for us? And what kind of margins and size are we looking for this particular product?
To answer on this, it's patented all over the world. We have some granted patents in the some part of the world, some part of still it is going on, but we will get this patent of the, in the majority market. So it's a first of its kind in the world. So we are getting this patent. We have applied the patent for all over the world. The margins and all, of course, it's, you can understand that until and unless we launch in this, all the market, we will not be able to comment. But as being a new and the niche product, definitely there will be handsome margin.
Okay, in India, when are we planning to launch this particular product, or are we targeting more of like taking to US or global markets for this?
No, no, it is for all markets. It's a global market. India will, of course, be here. We will launch first. But the, especially ROW market will be opening, will be very early. And we are in a discussions also with some of the companies. So I think India and ROW will be the first. Europe and US will be the second.
Okay. For the CDMO projects, 3 projects I think we have been awarded during this quarter. So what stage products are these? Like these are under development stage or preclinical or commercialization? The 3 projects which you mentioned?
I will not be able to because we have CDA with them. But I can tell you that some of the products, normally the CDMO works like a phase 1 or phase 3, phase 2. So these are the molecules come to us. And these are the totally new, either the totally NC molecules will be there. Some are in the intermediate form, some are at the API level also. So that much I can tell you. But these are the NCE molecule. And it is at a various stage of this development from the those who have developed this project.
Okay, okay, sir. Yeah. And also, I think in last call you had mentioned that we are the first company to be qualified by DRDO for some high energy polymers. So have you already started supplying this? And again, what kind of margins and size are we looking for this?
No, we are already started supplying to the DRDO on this. But that order, you can understand that getting the DRDO and approving our products in their inner system is challenging, but happy to share that they have used our material. They are happy, but they are placing the one by one the order. We already delivered the one. Now we are going to deliver the second order to them. And answering your specific question, we are working with them.
So currently, it is not very material, the size of it, which you have supplied? Or
no, I don't think I will be able to specify that, but it is the slow process, that's what I can tell you. And it will, maybe next 1 or 2 years down the line, this can have a substantial business for Shilpa.
Okay. Okay, that was it from my side. I'll get back in the queue.
Yeah.
Thank you. Participants are requested to kindly press star 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Ankit Gupta from Bamboo Capital. Kindly proceed.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, you know, in the API business on at our Raichur plant, and you know, last 4-5 years, we haven't seen much growth in the oncology as well as non-oncology segment. So, you know, we had put up so much investment in the plant, but the ramp up hasn't been that great. So what are the challenges we have faced on the API side that is, you know, hindering our growth in this segment? But still, we can still understand the formulation because of USFDA, or the impact is there. We haven't been able to ramp up, but on the API side also, it seems the ramp up hasn't been that good.
I don't think correct. The ramp up is there if you see the last 2 years' growth. There is a substantial growth in the API segment. The API, what has happened, the CDMO business which we are doing with the ICCA, that 350 crore rupees has been moved totally in last 2 years. So that we have replaced, and still there is a growth. So you can understand that there is a growth in the onco, there is a growth in the non-onco molecule. Of course, the 350 crore rupees, the revenue which was there from the ICCA, that has gone away. But we have replaced that also with this also. So that is why you are probably seeing it, that there is a growth, but not the substantial as per your definition.
Sure. Sure. And so on the ICE side, do you think you know, we can again get back some orders from them, or that relationship is now over and you know there won't be any revenues from ICE?
I think this year probably maybe 20-30 crore rupees or next 40-50 crore rupees will be there. So we are totally now, because we are starting our own ursodeoxycholic acid also. So of course that business will come, but slowly it will be done.
Sure. And so on the API side, you know, we are seeing a lot of players have entered the oncology segment. And you know it has become a bit competitive. Any views on the competitive intensity on the oncology side, especially on the API front?
Onco API, I don't see anyone more people are coming. Those who are there, they are only there. So I don't see that any. Maybe one or two, even if someone comes also, but I have not seen any, at least in this, when we give the quote or when we discuss with our customers, I have not found out that someone in serious player has came. Someone must have came in the local or other markets, but for the US and other all regulatory approved apple to apple comparison, people are not there. The second on the competitiveness and the competition. Of course, the competition is not coming from the API segment. The competition is coming from the formulation. So your API is consumed into the formulation. what happens ultimately when there is a price pressure in the formulation, the API needs to be aligned with them. And we have very good customer base on the onco. Normally, they do not ask us to reduce the price until and unless there is a price pressure or genuine reason for that. So we always support to our customers. And all the customers, those who are there, they are working for not only the existing molecules, but the new molecules also they are working.
Sure. And sir, on the biologic side, when do you expect revenues to start flowing in for us?
I think definitely between the next 9 months to 12 months, we can see the CDMO business and this adalimumab also will be the launch which we are going to take this, because this is the first of its in India. So slowly it will be moving and we are working with the various customers on this. Plus ROW market also we are trying to register. I think between 9 to 12 months, hopefully we can see the revenue coming from this particular biology.
Okay, and adalimumab in India and ROW, what will be the market size of this product?
Market size is much bigger because it's the world's largest product, Humira. And the high concentration product is not available neither in the ROW market, except the Orinitram, nor in the Indian market. So hopefully, I think there is a good market. But how much we'll be able to convert that into that? Maybe after 1 or 2 quarters, once we launch, then after 1 or 2 quarters, we'll be able to comment on that more. But we are trying to, you know, wherever such opportunities are there, we are approaching each and every region customers to, you know, get that market share.
So, and so this last question on the API front, you know, we have appointed an investment banker for looking to offer opportunities on the API side. So what are our broader plans for this segment? You know, are we planning to do some IPO on this, or like what are our plans for this, for the API segment of the app?
I think Altesh will be better to answer, but I can say you that all options are open. I think API being a very mature and the sustainable business, and there is enough opportunity. Still, we are not grown in the polymer, non-onco, peptide, intermediates. There are huge opportunities are aligned with us in the API itself. So, with this, we are sitting all you know, options open. Alpesh, am I correct?
Correct, sir. So basically, Ankit, you know, what we are doing is, as Vishnu was mentioning, that API basically, you know, a couple of segments in our API business are, you know, mature businesses. They are growing well, and, you know, I can quickly tell you that in FY22, our API business growth was at 30%, right? So we haven't had that kind of a slowdown in the business over there. That was despite, you know, the cramps business going down roughly by about 30 crores. So despite that, we had a growth of 30% in that particular business. So certain segments are at mature stage, and certain other businesses are, you know, at mature stage. So we are just working with, you know, some investment management company. We have already mentioned that we have taken services of OC Capital for that. And we are trying to determine the best possible course of action. The idea is to monetize this particular asset, right? The manner in which we monetize, you know, this asset, or, you know, the way we take it up, either through, you know, the IPO market or through strategic investors or through private investors, is something that, you know, we are working closely with the investment banker to determine.
Okay. And also, if you remove, you know, whatever cost that are there on the API side as well as, sorry, on the formulation side, so what will be the steady state margins in the API business that we have seen over the past few years and even in H1 of this year?
From a margin perspective, when we look at our API business, historically the margins have been better, but as I mentioned in my commentary as well, that there are pressure on selling prices as well as on the cost, right? So when you look at the API business per se, we typically have margins, you know, EBITDA margins in the region of about 20%, 22, 23, 25% kind of. range we have got. In the past, we have had better margins, but due to the pricing pressure now, it has been slightly under pressure right now.
Sure, sir. Thank you, and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vineet from White Oak. Kindly proceed.
Thanks for the question. I had just one question on the albumin side. If you can update us, what is the status there? Are the facilities ready? Has the product been stabilized? And who are the other players in the industry working on this albumin product? Thanks.
Our albumin is not a regular albumin, first of all. So ours is a recombinant albumin. So it doesn't need the blood as a source for to manufacture this. And it's a pure, then, 99 point plus pure material, what we are getting with our process. So currently in India, I don't think anyone has this recombinant albumin. Anybody is doing it. We are doing the company now at this stage. The current status of the construction of the new fermentation facility, which is now at the mid of the construction and the erection. Hopefully by September or December, we should be able to complete next year. And September to December, we should be able to complete 2024, December 23. We should be able to commission this facility. Answering on your question from the adalimumab, we have got this phase one clearance from the CDC, the set meeting, and we are manufacturing now the batches, clinical batches, to take this for the clinical trials. So that we are doing it from the Hubli facility, the current facility where already we can do that. So by that time our facility is ready. At least we will be ready with the phase one and partly phase three data also.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Tushar Bora from MK Ventures. Kindly proceed.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. First, quick clarification. So we mentioned albumin phase one, right? So we should be in a we should be able to start phase one trials soon for albumin.
Correct.
Right, to the previous participant. Because you mentioned adalimumab instead of albumin.
I mentioned albumin. He was asking the question from the albumin.
Right. No, for the clinical trial. So we should start by when, sir? When by when?
Once we complete this, our the clinical trial batches, immediately can be started because the permission is already there. Only we are waiting to complete this the clinical trial batch manufacturing at the bigger scale at our Hubli facility.
So, we should be able to launch it in this quarter or by next quarter, by when do you think we'll be able to launch?
What is the meaning of launch?
Meaning the clinical trial, by when do you think?
Clinical trial, okay.
Yeah.
Should we start that clinical trial? I will not be able to tell you today on this. Once we are having the data of this clinical batches, hopefully the batches is started already. I think but until unless the batches comes out, then I will not be able to tell you on the whether it is starting in this quarter or the next quarter. But we are hopeful that at least before the next quarter, it must start.
Sure. Second, sir, you mentioned three key products for non-onco APIs have been launched, commercialized this quarter. If you can give more data points around those and any other important products that we should that we should monitor over the next couple of quarters, this can be relevant for the company.
Of course, these all three products we have, whatever the capacity we created for the last year, and this exhibit batches was also completed, the drug master files were ready, now we are filing in various markets. So the commercial launch in the India is already there. The enough capacity also has been created for the all three molecules. And the next molecules which now exhibit batches are going on for the I will not be able to disclose the names today, but I think next quarter we should be able to give you the precise names also, which are also equally very good products. And as I mentioned earlier also, the product selections in the non-onco is not just to create the competition among the existing players. how we are going to differentiate ourselves, because the strategy in our API was very clear. Let's have a differentiated product. Second one is, can we have enough capacity to, you know, create and sell this particular product? Third, are we able to withstand on this competitive scenario from the existing peers? And if yes, then how we are differentiating them in terms of the yield, in terms of the quality, in terms of the regulatory, in terms of our existing goodwill. So all this, and can we manufacture the, is there any Chinese raw materials used in this? Can we replace that Chinese to India? So these are the 5-6 factors we take into the consideration before taking any non-onco molecule. It is not just because we wanted to increase the top line, and later on when the competition comes, then we are out of it. Very selectively we are verifying all these things. And we have another 6-7 molecules in the pipeline which will differentiate, and these are all parameters. At least if you verify 7 parameters, we withstand one of 5-6 parameters, and then only we are taking this particular product. Hopefully before this December and the before March, we should be able to complete at least another 3 products for our next year commercial launch. The capacity creation for this particular product is ongoing. We may not be able to do complete the capacity in this particular year, but I think the 1 or 2 products, at least the capacity creation also will be completed.
Sure, sir. Quickly on the gross margin, the sharp compression in margins that we've seen, is it something that we should expect for next couple of quarters as well, or we think that we should be able to recover and stabilize at a higher gross margin in Q3, Q4? And what led to this fall as well? Which product specifically?
I think the gross margin on the some of the products which is purely depends on the which products are moving in this which quarter. So sometimes it happens at the higher margin. Plus we are adding more non-onco products which doesn't have the high margin like onco and the other molecules. Of course, so we should understand that reality that we are launching the non-onco molecules. Non-onco molecules from the existing player, we are taking this market share. People are accepting our entry. We are going cautiously in this particular, not just by reducing the price. But of course, we have to be a competitive or little lower than what the existing people are there to take us into their dossiers and in the ROW market also. So this is what current strategy is following. Of course, we are also monitoring the high value products. The onco will be there. And as and when we are adding the more products in non-onco with the backward integration and the scale of the capacity, the margins can come to the normal level. It may be 1 or 2 quarters. Slight pressures will be there.
Sure, sir. Thanks. I'll join back in a few more.
On the formulation side, we currently are majorly dependent on one product till now. So as we are able to launch more products there, I think that because this one product that we have in the market has had certain pricing challenges and all. So going forward, when we have more products coming into our formulation basket, I think we should be able to stabilize the margins, with a larger basket of product available.
Now, the more important in this, I will add something for the Altesh, that the formulation business is a different business, and we are learning probably in this. Other than because we launched first into the US and rest all markets, fortunately we were started registering 2-3 years before. In the, especially in the Europe and the ROW market. So we are seeing that almost 350 dossiers we are filing in the ROW market, which is not a small number in onco and adjuvant therapy. And the, what we are trying to do it in this onco, other products also, non-onco products, we are going to take with the third party facility where we feel that there is enough effort in, like a prucalopride. Prucalopride launch was done in the Europe and filing in the US. Now we are already doing it in the US. So prucalopride is a niche product. So that product we have taken other than the our, because it was a non-onco, so we have to take it in the other facility, which we completed successfully. Those also got approved, and last quarter we were able to launch into the European market. So such strategy, onco, non-onco, minus US, Canada, Australia, then the other all markets also. Europe, of course, we are focusing more, and we have got very good partners in the Europe because we are not doing directly on our own. And they have great interest in our existing products. I think formulation business, after 2-3 quarters, definitely we can see this ramp up. Minus US, if the US get also cleared, then you know you have substantial revenue jump from there.
Sure, sir. Thanks. I'll join back in queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manish Bhandari from Valen Capital. Kindly proceed.
Hi. Good afternoon. So I have a few questions. You have spoken about the launch of Admilib and also albumin sometime in India. So I wanted to know about the marketing strength, what we have today, and how much of more expense we need to take on the marketing side, or will you go through the partners? And you can also give, yeah, you have given the timeline. So just wanted to know about the marketing tie-ups.
So the on Adalimumab, we are doing on our own launch also with our India team, as well as we are working with the already two companies we have signed on that. And we will launch through them also. So India market, it is not that only we are launching ourselves and the other people also, because they also don't have this particular product. So we are trying to work with them within more number of people and trying to get as much as market share as possible. So on on Adalimumab, I have said on the marketing. For albumin, I can tell you that albumin is such a product where no marketing is required. It's all over world, including India. 365 days, this is a shortage product. So this product, if we are able to complete this and launch it into the India market alone, has such a huge demand, which cannot be catered by anyone. So marketing on the Adalimumab, I don't think is required, because people are asking us that can you give it immediately, including the ROW market. So I don't think that the albumin needs more marketing effort today. And but yes, Adalimumab is required on that, because Adalimumab is originator is there in some of the markets in ROW and India. We are trying to tap what are the best possibilities are there. We are trying to do that.
Vishwaji, my second question was related to the cash flow which you have to sacrifice potentially by sale or maybe a strategic partner in API business. So how we would run the show, because the cash flow from the other business opportunities will take some more time to come through. So I just wanted to know the strategy in detail in the process, since we have a 2% interest of getting a partner at the API.
Yeah, our cash flow, the major debt, whatever we are seeing, has been used for the biologics and the biocare, the albumin plant. So these are the two areas wherever the 100% of this, whatever the borrowing has been done, has been utilized almost there. So the if we get the CDMO business and the if we complete this albumin plant next year, I don't see there is any issue on getting the revenue from that. Plus, the other than API, I am not talking on anything on the API. Other than API, we have in a formulation, onco, non-onco, transdermal patch, film. So these are the division which is now almost getting mature. So it is, you know, transdermal patch and film. Whatever we were there last 3 years, we are just spending on that. We completed the UK MHRA approval. We are launching in the US this film. It is not that something we are launching into the any other market. And US launching is not possible until unless the verification is done. Customer has done proper only. Use this for the, you know, their research and all. And this is commercially launching. It is not just trial launching. So even the transdermal patch, film formulation, the onco business of our formulation, European launch, ROW market launch, or the any other market, Canada, Australia, soon we are going to do it. So in a 1 year, I personally feel formulation division also has a huge potential, which we have spent for several years of our R&D. And you can understand the tramectomic acid product, which is the first time in the world. The films which we are producing in the first time. The onco complex injection like our ready-to-use premetaxel, which is not easy product. These are the unmet need in the market, but nobody was able to do that. And with our expertise and the R&D expenditures, of course I agree that the fruits has to come. Somewhere we should see the revenues on this. I feel that now we are consolidating our research also and trying to see that which are the immediately hanging fruit that we should try to take it immediately. Do the licensing activity also with the various customers. Launch with them in the US and the other markets. Europe market also we are trying to see the partner. ROW market also we are trying to see. Now we are in a mode where we are consolidating our all R&Ds and all our whatever the strengths are there and trying to see that, you know, each area has enough opportunity to grow. So the cash flow, I personally feel on a biologics will, of course, once we start, even if it's not, formulation business itself has enough potential in next 2-3 quarters for growing on this.
Sir, the problem I see in the company as a long-term observer is we would have a cash flow which will again get sucked into the employee expenses and the R&D expenses. Finally, the fruit of the labor is the free cash flow. And unless until you know the business well enough that this further research activity from the biologic is kept at a hold, the self-fulfilling prophecy of the cash flow going back into the research will come into play. So is there any strategic change which you are doing now today at this juncture, looking at the mismatch of the cash flow, where all the incremental expenses significantly related to the R&D or to the capital side will put on the hold and only the monetization of the existing asset would happen for next 3 or 4 years. Monetization from the generation of the sales or revenue as well as from a strategic partner. So just one hazy thing which I have in my mind is on the line of thinking you have.
No, thanks Manishji. I respect this and that is the reason I use the word consolidation of the all R&D and the marketing activities. It means that the wherever the possibilities are there, which are we are working for the next 5 years, 7 years down the line, we are holding for some time. Which are the low hanging fruits where we can do it immediately in 6 months to 1 year. Let's complete that all activity. The market which were on tap or which were not doing the licensing because we feel that this is a very good opportunity, we will complete and then we'll do it. We are trying to see that, you know, the marketing partner is roping in this. So various factors we are trying to use into this where, you know, consolidation on the R&D and the marketing activity, appointing the, you know, the especially on marketing, the various people to see that, you know, including India market, the ROW market, specific people to look on this particular product and getting the licensing deal in that respective market. But all efforts are parallelly going on. I fully understand that the company was earlier cash free, the debt free company was there. Now we are came into the situation where the debt is there. Hence we are trying to see that, you know, how we can be as soon as possible debt free and then, you know, we can grow with that. And we are learning from the mistakes also. Some of the mistakes were there that we have done always. Mid-sized company like us has invested into the biologics and other and the long-term projects. Of course, but we are seeing we are happy to say that some of the very tricky products has been, you know, getting it approved from the, not only from India, but from the European and the US market. And I fully respect your suggestion. We are consolidating our all efforts and trying to see that the, you know, what is the maximum utilization we can do with the current assets, not the future assets.
So when should be the most optimistic launch of India albumin commercial launch in India? The most optimistic
24.
So you need to say calendar year or financial year?
Calendar year. Means you never know because the phase 1 and phase 3 we need to complete. Phase 1 will start for that, will be there for 6 months. And phase 3 will be there for the 9 months to 1 year. Depends on
India.
I think India, but this albumin, once you do it, because we are doing with the European R&D, this all this study, so I think it can be useful for all ROW market also. Because as I mentioned, all over the world there is a shortage product. The day when you complete this clinical trials and submit it to the authority, they will give on a very fast track approval of this. So India, ROW, all markets will be open in 24.
Sure. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anuj Sharma from M3 Investment. Can you proceed?
Yeah, thank you. Vishnuji, few questions on albumin. Now, this recombinant albumin which you are producing is theoretically completely able to replicate the existing albumin, or there are only few applications wherein this can be useful?
Rather, this is not exactly replicating. It is a much superior than the existing one. The current, what we are developing, the recombinant albumin, can be used as an excipient, which is a, very high margin particular product and a high value also. Because excipient is used in a vaccine, excipient used in a drug product like Abraxane and all the paclitaxel, Abraxane, there is a liposomal product. So all liposomal products, the albumin with the high purity is used. You must be knowing it that the current, the albumin has a huge disadvantage because the consistency from the market is not there in the albumin. Because human blood is a varies from one region to other region. And it varies. So impurity levels are also different. So using it as an excipient grade and getting the consistent quality of that particular product is a very, tough for the people, those who are using this albumin and doing the formulation. So, there are some restrictions also to develop the liposomal formulation. This can be totally avoided because you are going to get the consistent quality of 99.99% purity of the recombinant albumin. The second one is the, of course, we can use as a drug. So, anybody will be happy to take particular product because it doesn't have the impurity. And it is a much safer and pure form available against this market. Plus another 2-3 applications are also there, which I am not able to share today. But some of the people are developing some other technology where they can use this albumin. But I personally feel the drug is a, you have a wide. Excipient is again a great potential to be used next 2-3 years. But the excipient grade has to be used and put it into the formulation, submit it into the authority. Some ROW market and India market can be available, but in the US and Europe market, probably it's a 2-3 years time. But for that, we need not have to do this clinical trial. Once we complete this, the exhibit batches, once we complete the clinical trials, and we file this, the drug master file, people will start using in 2023 our excipient grade, albumin for sure.
Okay, that's very helpful. My second question is, pricing is still far away, I understand that. But based on the pricing of existing albumin, were we to price it somewhere lower, how are we thinking about pricing of this product versus the existing? Will it be economically beneficial to the patient or the consumers?
The price in albumin is the secondary, right? Availability of this particular product is most important. The second one is, of course, you have to see that what is current pricing going on. Are you able to sustain in this particular, or even if the price gets lower down, are we able to do that? We have done all that exercise, and I'm sure that we will be competitive in this, even the drug product. Forget about the excipient. Excipient is much higher, where you always have a value addition. But here, even at the drug product level, we are sure that we are cost competitive against the existing business.
Got it. And my last question is, again, this is because of lack of information or data. Given the competition, where is competition also close by on products like albumin, or we are by far the closest to the finish line as far as this product is concerned? I mean, I'm sure you would have analyzed the competitors or people who are working on this. Just some light into this direction.
Sorry, I have not exactly understood your question.
So, I'm saying, are competitors also or other players also developing a similar product and or close to developing a similar product? So, we might get the product right, also the timing right, but are others also following us some data into the competitive environment or the other players who are making this product or trying for this albumin product?
Of course, you know, they will be there. I'm not saying we are the only company. But currently, we have granted patent from the US and Europe. So, we have our process is patented for somebody else can also do this particular product. But I can tell you that even if another 5 facility comes, the scale at which we are doing it, then still there is enough scope for the, you know, to take everyone into the system, because there is always gap of this albumin in the all market.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Sahil Chopra from KIFS Create Capital. Kindly proceed.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. So, sir, what kind of CapEx company is looking for FY23 and 24?
We are not doing any more CapEx currently except the albumin, what we are doing it. And the, of course, the maintenance CapEx for the API division. That's all we are now currently holding it. The albumin or the project need a CapEx. We already invested around 175 crores, if I'm pretty sure, correct. And the balance, I think, around 175 crores need to be invested.
In next 1 year?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. And in past 3 years, our company has incurred around 1,000 of CapEx. So, when will be the benefits from the same will be fully flown to the company? Any timeline? 2, 3, 4 years, something?
I mentioned that the biological facility is already ready, where we almost you know, invested 700 crores on that. So, that facility is ready, product is also getting it approved. There is an interest also is coming for the CDMO and the other, and we are trying to get the approval also in the EU and US by filing some of the products. So, this is what our future plan of this, you know, biological. So, next 1-2 years, probably maybe in next 2 quarters or 3 quarters, you will see that the revenue started coming into the biologics, which is a major asset block in there, from where the currently the revenue is practically negligible. On the albumin, of course, once we complete this, and then we will be able to do that. So, currently I don't, that 24 as I mentioned, that we should be able to. And once the immediately the production, whenever we are doing this, probably we will be able to sell it from that particular facility, because we are completing all registrations and other documents from our existing facility. Then there will be a site change and the necessary procedures will be there. On the API and the formulation, whatever the investment, whatever we are doing, probably started doing the revenue. Of course, the revenue started more, I personally feel, from the asset as well as the products which we have it at our, you know, in a portfolio or in the R&D. Is not completely, you know, commercialized. That is why, you know, consolidating on the various products and trying to see that as how we can launch in this market, either transferring some of the products at the other side or partnering these or launching in the various markets. So, these are the areas which we are currently more focusing on. And of course, on the FDA clearance as early as possible.
And my last question is related to this margin. So, if we see last 15 years history of the company, our margins are around 20%. So, when our company can reach these kind of margins again, is it possible or any timeline regarding that?
Alpesh.
So, Sahil, as you know, we have explained earlier, that you know, the existing businesses have seen some pressure on the margin. Now, some you know, the next takeoff of business, mainly on formulation side, when that happens, like, you know, ideally, if there was no US FDA related challenges, we probably would have had 2 more products in the market, but that has taken some time. But we are, you know, as Vishnuji mentioned a while back, that we have registered products from alternate sites. So, those should start coming in. We are looking at, you know, additional products coming in our API business, both on onco, non-onco side, more on the non-onco side coming in, right? So, those are obviously slightly lower margin products, but, you know, they expand our reach and all. So, you know, it takes some time to build up these portfolios.
We are hopeful that, you know, in the foreseeable future, we should start seeing improvement in the margin. Also, typically, you know, our first half of the year is softer than the second half of the year. So we hope that we probably are able to see some improvement straight away in the second half itself. But from there on, we should be able to build up as soon as we are able to get some more product approvals and also get some traction on our biological business, as Vishnuji was mentioning, that we will have first of our product probably coming to the market. We are looking at some CDMO opportunities there. So as and when we start cracking into those businesses, we should be able to start ramping up our margins. Our margins were basically impacted by, you know, some of these investments that we have made, which have not yet started yielding results for us. So that's our base business is still, you know, steady, and we are generating, you know, sufficient margins over there. But these additional investments that we have made, once they start kicking in, then, you know, we should see improvements happening in the margins as well.
We can expect it to happen in the next 2 years?
Well, definitely. See, it is difficult to specify the timeline because a lot of these things, you know, when we are trying to get business generated out of some of these investments that we have made, it would be dependent on the opportunities that come across our way, right? As you are aware that, you know, we were expecting some significant business opportunity through contract manufacturing of, you know, vaccines related to COVID and all, which unfortunately did not happen. If that were to happen, we probably could have started seeing much better margins right away. So it is dependent on, you know, the kind of opportunity that comes across our way. So it will be difficult to specify a timeline at this stage. It could be even earlier than that, and it probably might be, around the timeline that you are mentioning.
Got it. And my last question is related to debt. So, what kind of debt to equity or what kind of debt level company is comfortable with?
So, see, currently, as I mentioned on the call, that we are at a net debt of, which is in excess of 750 crore. And hence, we are also looking at certain asset monetization opportunities to bring it down. Right? Mm-hmm. Typically, you know, we would want to get these our first, our idea would be to make it a zero debt company back to, you know, where we used to be, right? But if, mm-hmm. if we were to do it in a gradual manner and not at one shot monetization, then probably, you know, we will try to get it down by at least, you know, currently if you see, broadly we are at, when I look at my debt equity, I'm at 0.5 times thereabouts, but I would want to bring it down to say 0.25 at least.
Okay, that's it. Thank you, and wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Tushar Bora from MK Ventures. Kindly proceed.
Yeah, thanks for the follow-up opportunity. Sir, just to understand, what would be the drag on the business from segments which are currently not yielding optimum utilization or optimum return, meaning the biologic segment and probably transdermal ODF as well. What would be the operational loss from these segments that is dragging the overall performance?
I think, Tushar, we can come back to you on that a little later. Yeah?
Okay.
You can get in touch with us and we'll get back to you on that.
And, sir, of the total gross block today on the books, how much and working capital, how much would be being contributed by the API business? A ballpark number?
Of the gross block, you're saying?
And working capital also.
About, I've got about 380 crores of gross block and a working capital. Working capital of about 320 crore plus in Shilpa in my API business.
80 crore gross block and 320 crore working capital in API business.
So in API business, I've got a gross block including my working capital work in progress of 380 crores and 320 crores of net working capital. So probably I'm at, both put together, I'm at about 700 crores.
So basically, sir, the part of business that, the investments in analytics, formulations, all the other parts, non saying that more than 2000 crore gross block is invested across these, as on date today?
As on date, when we see my overall gross block, would be to the tune of
gross block and CWIP both combined.
I understand you both combined. All the businesses put together, I would have about 1300 crore plus, or almost 1400 crore, and the cross block would be.
So your accumulated depreciation would be about about 400 crore. So you're saying that close to 1700 crore gross block is deployed in your other segments, right?
Yeah.
So, okay. So, by when do we start expecting? We've heard on biologics, but overall, if you can just give, sort of the strategy for monetization of this, utilization of this gross block systematically for each of the other segments, like by when do we start to see, material progress and utilization and contribution, net contribution to the, other than formulations for the other segments. When do we start seeing net contribution to the profit loss for the other segments, including transdermals as well?
I mentioned already that the almost all the facilities which are there, transdermal and the film, the importance was getting this approval, which we got the UK launching in the market. That also we started in the US market. And of course, we started in the European market because now we got the approval of UK. We find some doses also. So next 1 year onward, maybe next year, 23-24, we can see the revenue started coming from that effect which has been blocked at the transdermal and the film. Now on the biologics, already is going to find that the adalimumab being now ready for the launch. The next quarter onward, we will be able to launch it, this in the local. And next year, we should be able to launch in the ROW market also. And some licensing revenue, some of the things which we wanted to do, is not only for the licensing revenue, CDMO work, what we are trying to do. There is a great interest on the CDMO also. So hopefully, the biologics also will start coming from the next year onward. These are the two only. That's all. If the formulation is, of course, it is there with us. The formulation we are working, once we get the, at least we got now the Australian, the Canadian clearance, hopefully we should be able to get it. Except the US, but the US also we have completed all work and I given very detailed review what has been done by the third party. And we are waiting for the FDA to come and got, plus transferring the products to the various sites. Hopefully, to answer the very broadly to your question, that we should be able to see some revenues, traction from the next year half, quarter onward. So I think hopefully we should still see the revenue jump from that.
Sure, sir. My last question quickly on pemetrexed RTU that you launched in Europe. What is the the early traction around that, and if you can give for some kind of guidance around how, you know, in terms of market share or in terms of volumes, profitability on that product for Europe.
Profitability, not that we were able to share of this, but yes, we were able to launch in the European market, and we were the first to launch RTU into the Europe market, and we have good partners, so there is no reason that the, we will not get the market share of this particular product. But I think definitely there will be a good traction in this particular product in the next quarter.
So Q3 onwards, sir, we should see
Q4 probably, because we are launched this only. So I think once they are coming in the market, they will go to the getting the tenders in these areas. So these are the things. Will ramp up slowly. It will not ramp up immediately because we are not the only company. Because there is a Lyo formulation is available, but we are going against Lyo RTU. So that is the differentiated formulation is coming. And there is a great advantage also. People like it. Only thing is once you launch into the market, then you see slowly ramp up.
Sure, sir. Yeah, thank you very much. I'll join back with you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manish Bhandari from Valem Capital. Kindly proceed.
So my question is related to the albumin. We have lot at the stake related to the albumin. So I wanted to understand that whether we need to do the investment of incremental 170 crores before we get the approvals, all approvals in place. Otherwise, if there is a interest of the albumin, the hospitalization, what happens to such kind of
I think it's the situation where should we do now or should we do later on or should we get an approval and then you take a 2 years to complete this and then do it. So by the time you get approvals and all, and if you don't have a facility for the albumin like a product, then you have an issue. But I agree that there is a debt currently. Should we do currently or not? Of course, we are doing a little slowly, and the various opportunities and this one we are seeing that how to mitigate such risk also. Maybe in 1 or 2 quarters we'll have more clarity on that. But I take your suggestion, sir, that at this current stage, investing that much, should we do some other risk hedging strategy in albumin also? Okay.
So my last question is to the international deal of products. Most medium sized companies, either Teva or these big giants who have large market thinking. So, especially with your transformers and even Hermelips. So, if you have any ideas.
No, sorry, your voice was breaking.
On the international marketing, so would you use the partner?
Yes, sir, we are doing partnering only. We cannot do on our own. So I think we are doing as well. Yes, sir. All will be partner. In US also we are launched through the partner only.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
I think yes.
Okay, we thank you all of you for participating in our conference for earnings call and showing interest in Shilpa. We would continue with this effort of updating you regularly after every quarter results, and we look forward to your continued interest in Shilpa. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Shilpa Medicare, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your line.